Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is from Year B, Fall, Week 8. Job's Conversation with God, Job 38:1-7. The Big Idea. Even when we don't understand, we should trust in the Lord. He knows what is best. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The memory verse is from Job 40, verses 3 and 4. Job replied to the Lord, "I'm putting my hand over my mouth." Job 40, verses 3 and 4. In today's passage, God breaks into Job's story with hurricane force, delivering not one but two of the most dramatic divine monologues recorded in Scripture. Job is left speechless. God's powerful words in this chapter are in response to Job's and his friends' questioning of God's wisdom and plans. God doesn't ever condemn Job for his honesty or his questioning. As we learn in Job 1:22, even amid stunning loss, Job did not sin. But God challenges Job's questioning of him asking, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation?" in Job 38:4. In other words, "Have you seen everything from the beginning, Job? Do you know my complete plan for humanity?" After God's riveting speech to Job, Job and his friends, and now the rest of us, have a new vision of what it means to fear the Lord. How does this passage relate to Jesus? When the Lord himself appears in the Old Testament, it is called a theophany, a God showing. Some instances are referred to as Christophanies, pre-incarnate appearances of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Sometimes God appears human, Christophany, sometimes angelic, and sometimes in other forms, including wind, cloud, and fire. In every case, God speaks, and the hearers, without question, recognize that they are in God's presence. While God can speak without a physical manifestation, the latter often produces greater awe, fear, reverence, humility, repentance, acts of obedience, and surprise that one is still alive. The incarnation of Jesus Christ took on the form of a young woman's pregnancy and firstborn child, a lengthy childhood apprenticeship with an adopted earthly father, and many years working as a carpenter. Though Mary and Joseph did not fully understand God's plan when he called them, or even in the midst of it, they chose to trust him. Their trust paved the way for God to enter humanity, live as one of us, and rescue us from our sin. God's plan always proves best. How does this relate to the church and the world? Jesus invites us to trust in the Lord always, and especially when we don't understand what's going on. After all, God is infinitely knowledgeable. He knows everything about the world and our individual lives to the minutest detail. Even better, the Lord is infinitely wise. He knows what is best both now and forever. We can't begin to comprehend God's knowledge and wisdom, or what theologians call the Lord's omniscience and mystery. God's thoughts are so much higher than our own, as we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. God desires for us to trust him and thank him daily. In the New Testament, we see the story of Job cited three times. In Romans 11:35, in 1 Corinthians 3:19, and in James 5:11, emphasizing God's wisdom above our own and his mercy and love in the midst of our trials. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.